I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the education reporter for the Santa Fe New Mexican, our daily paper, and he's also with the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. Welcome.
Good morning.
I still had Bill's microphone up. Good morning.
So I'm delighted about learning about what your dog can do and that Jack Russells can drive a car. And I think that's all great that a dog can roll down the windows and drive a car. But I don't understand because, you see, I can do those things too.
Well, nobody said you weren't a dog.
The cover of Pasatiempo today is a beautiful period piece by Ernest Thompson Seton, although you may not like the fact that it portrays a fox who's trying to eat a goat. There's a goat protecting itself. I'm one of those people that really, I understand all
He should be eating a vegan meal.
Well, he should be, but this is back in the days when they didn't have the vegetarian diet for these animals in the woods, so I just, you know, I can't watch those nature shows because I know the jaguar and the lion and the tiger have to eat, but it always bothers me when they get like zebra or they get antelope or they get monkey. So even though this picture on the cover is, you know, startling in a way, it's beautiful. And he's the one after whom they named Seton Village, I think, south of Santa Fe.
Well, he built the castle in Seton Village, and that's why it was the whole thing was named for him. We just did a show on that the other day. It's a wonderful – I haven't been to the actual exhibit yet, but I read the catalog.
Sunday.
It
yeah.
opens Sunday, and it's about what are his first two names?
Ernest Thompson Seton,
who was a great naturalist and artist like Audubon, and was a great proponent of the wolves. And there's actually going to be a wolf ambassador there on Sunday.
Right. It's at the New Mexico History Museum, in case you're wondering. The reception's 2 to 4. There's no charge on opening day, and after that it's by museum admission. Let me give you the phone number. That's the museum on 113 Lincoln Avenue. If you've lived here and you haven't been there yet, or you're visiting and you're here for the weekend, go to the History Museum. It's really wonderful. It's beautiful. It's about a year old now, I think. But here's the phone number, 476-5200. There's also going to be an exhibit of some early editions of his books at William R. Talbot Fine Art on 129 East San Francisco Street, second floor. There's no charge for that, 982-1559. And there's a bunch of other things happening, one of which I know you're going to love, which is the Wildlife Center in Espanola is going to let you meet some of its rescued birds and mammals.
Nice.
Saturday from noon to 2 at the Palace of the Governor's Courtyard. So, again, a great thing to bring the kids to. Go down and meet the owlie, foxy, birdie, sparrow, all those characters from noon to 2 Saturday in the Palace of the Governor's Courtyard. Check out the Pasatiempo story, Paul Weideman, page 28, 29, 30, 31. Really nice spread on Ernest Thompson Seton, who is the cover story in Pasatiempo.
So another thing that's happening is a movie that was at the Santa Fe Film Festival last year is called Dancing Across Borders, and it's opening at the screen today. I'm not sure what the times are, but you can just check out the listings for the screen, which is on the campus of the College of Santa Fe. And it's a documentary about a young Cambodian man who the filmmaker actually spotted in Cambodia. He was doing a traditional dance, and she was so taken by his dancing and his incredible talent that she arranged for him to come to the United States and be trained as a ballet dancer.
That's
which
right.
Which he was at first a little hesitant about, but he became an absolutely superb ballet dancer, trained by some of the best people in New York, and he continues his ballet career to this day.
And there is a review in today's Pasa by Michael Wade Simpson. Also opening is the comedy MacGruber, the sequel Sex and the City 2, which needs no critical reviews to send people to go see it, to see the girls back in action. Shrek Forever After, yet another Shrek movie in 3D. And a film noir, Aussie film noir over at the Vargas called The Square, which we didn't get a chance to preview and review yet. I saw Robin Hood and wrote what I think is a pretty entertaining bad review in today's Pasa, if you want to be amused, hopefully. It's not a good movie. A lot of other pictures playing. The Last Station is still over at the Vargas. Letters to Juliet's down at Regal 14. Date Night's running still at Stadium 14. Babies, the documentary at the Vargas. Lots of options, including your favorite Hot Tub Time Machine. Still running.
Yes. I will see that someday when it comes out on DVD, maybe. War Kisses Starfish, a movie written, produced, and directed and acted by children through the New Mexico Children's Film Ranch will have its premiere tomorrow, Saturday the 22nd of May, at 7 o'clock at the Vista Grande Public Library. It's free to the public. For more information, you can call the library at 466-7323 or go to vglibrary.org.
Tonight, 7 o'clock at the Lenzic, and I have a ticket for it. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
No way.
In HD.
All right.
From Barcelona. I don't care. It's the closest we're going to get to having Bruce here live in Santa Fe, so I'm going. I'll be there. I got my ticket. I ran down and bought it. First in line. Well, I was like 20th in line, but I didn't care about the first 19 people, although they were very nice. We chatted at length. Hey, what do you know about the Native Treasures?
Ah, you tell us.
Well, I believe that this is the sixth such annual invitational art show and sale. It includes the work of about 200 artists from more than 40 nations and pueblos. And it is going to be opening, I think, 10 to 4 Saturday, and then Sunday as well. And it's at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center downtown at Marcy Street, right across the street, incidentally, from the Sheridan Street bus stop. So if you don't want to drive in, you can always bus in. Admission is not that much on Saturday, and it's free on Sunday. I'm going to give you a phone number, 476-1250, or visit www.nativetreasuressantafe.org.
Nativetreasuressantafe.org. Yeah, that should be a fantastic event.
Couple of Alfred Hitchcock movies, by the way, coming up at the Lenzic, too, next weekend.
I know. Which ones are they showing?
The Birds and Vertigo, although I believe, and I know I'm hard on this stuff, I think they're video, digital video, rather than 35mm prints. But still, they're going to look great on the big screen.
I saw Vertigo not too long ago, I mean on TV and not on a big screen, and it's a very good movie.
It is a very good movie, and it's great acting from Kim Novak, who was never particularly good, and, of course, Jimmy Stewart. The Birds, I still think, holds up well, even though it seems kind of corny and the special effects kind of make me do a take. But the whole notion, which is never explained, why the birds attack, is still kind of scary, especially with today's horror movies.
Yeah, that's a scary movie. I like his psychological... I like
thrillers
Alfred
more than the
psychological
monster
movies.
Stuff.
Notorious has got to be one of the best movies ever made, and that, at least by Hitchcock, that holds up. Some of his early movies don't quite hold up over the decades.
Some of the British ones from the 30s are actually pretty good, but I think he's made more hits than misses, but every now and then you come across a miss and you're like, that was Hitchcock?
Yeah. And even that, it's when you think about it, it's, you know, compared to the other schlock that came out at the time. I mean, you know, it's when you think about how many movies have been made every year since the beginning of movie making and how many really last.
How many last and how many of Hitchcock's last? A lot of them. Okay, Frédéric Chaslin, I might be pronouncing it wrong. He's French. You know French.
I don't know French.
You don't?
No.
I thought you spoke fluent French.
No, I do not.
Do you speak Italian?
Yes, although I haven't spoken it for so long that I've kind of forgotten it.
All right. Well, he's the new conductor at the Santa Fe Opera.
Yes. James, I saw him the other day at the there was a little event up there. He was fantastic.
James M. Keller, new writer for Pasta Tempo, did a great Q&A with him today in the Pasta. If you want to find out about him, you're curious about the opera, there it is on page 20. Meanwhile, what do you know about Oscar Hammerstein?
As in Rodgers and?
Yes.
Great prolific songwriters?
Well, then in that case, those of you that enjoy Hammerstein particularly should run over to La Casa Santa while the Cantina Singers team up with the Cal Haynes Trio, 5:30 p.m. Sunday, May 23rd. I think that's like the Ritz Brothers joining the Andrews Sisters, but anyway. It's at La Casa Santa Cantina on Palace Avenue, and what they're doing at 5:30 Sunday is paying homage to this great musician, composer, with some great songs. And they're going to do
what are some
antics
of the great songs?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that question. I'm guessing things like Some Enchanted Evening. There's Nothing Like a Dame, which if I tried to sing it on the show, I'd get run off. People will say We're in Love.
The Sound of Music, Oklahoma, South Pacific, The King and I, and Showboat.
You got it. And then like Hitchcock, did he have any flops? We don't know.
Right.
We don't tend to talk about them. Anyway, La Casa Santa. There's a little story in Pasta. Take a look-see. Looks like a really fun show at Pop Gallery, 133 West Water Street. I got to get down there for Pop Femme Sugar-Coated Strange. Tonight, 6 p.m. reception. I cannot go, but I will try to swing by there over the weekend. The exhibit runs through June. Some great, great stuff. Casey Sanchez wrote a terrific piece. Look at this stuff.
Yeah, look at it in the positempo, and then try to hold yourself. Oh, I mean, that's... Yes, very interesting stuff.
And it's mostly female stuff.
Mm. So, I have gotten an email from the Wheelwright Museum of... Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian, which is on Museum Hill, and they are asking you, yes, you, to become a Wheelwright volunteer. You can be a docent, gallery host, other rewarding positions also available. You can call Leah at 505-982-4636, extension 103, for more information. You can also go to wheelwright.org and find the little place that says Become Involved.
There is not, to the best of my knowledge, any adult theater happening this weekend, but there is a couple of teen-driven theater shows. El Dorado Teen Players are doing Chicago, 7:30 p.m. tonight. James A. Little Theater runs through the weekend. Call 466-4656. That's one of them. Everybody loves that musical. And
Everyone loves the musical, and they have been working with those young people for so long. It's really become quite an accomplished company of
El Dorado?
Young
oh, they do great musicals.
Yeah.
Going Up is a series of 1X performed and written by Santa Fe High School Drama Class at Santa Fe High School, 2100 Yucca Road. Got to pay to get in, not too much. 467-2970, 8 o'clock tonight and over the weekend. I think both those shows run through Sunday. I think Going Up is just Friday and Saturday.
I got an email from Tony Buford, who was telling us that the Soul-tastic Soul-tastic is performing with Tony B. Friday and Saturday at the OK Casino Resort Hotel. It's on Highway 68 going north, and it's at 8:30 in the Silver Eagle Lounge.
Nice.
Nice soul music.
Santa Fe Reporters 3-Minute Film Festival, 7 o'clock Saturday night. Lenzik.
Oh, nice.
988-1234. It's a short 3-minute or less films from all over the world. I didn't get to see them this year in advance. I usually do, but so I can't comment on the quality. But it's 7 o'clock on Saturday. Everybody seems to like it, and some of the locally shot films with local actors will no doubt be in there as well. That's the same day, incidentally, and I will be attending this on Saturday. Alvord Magnet School Alumni and Community Fiesta, 11 to 3, including silent auction, food, belly dancing, recycled art. 551 Alaride Street off Paseo de Peralta, 467-4200. No charge, and I don't think it's in the paper, but tonight Larigoite, which is also going to close and consolidate, they're having a fiesta, community fiesta celebration as well, if you want to swing over there on Agua Fria Street. School is 70 years old, and there's going to be food and dancing and rock and roll and memories, and that's at 6 o'clock tonight. I'm going to try to go by there and say hey to them now that I'm the education writer.
Hey, the Mambo Room
hey,
is
Mambo.
Tomorrow night. From 9 until 2 in the morning. And I just got a flash from Avi, who said that he just got a whole bunch of fresh new music from Orquesta Guayacán, Grupo Nietzsche, Grupo Mandinga, Bachata, all sorts of El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico. A lot of great salsa groups, new music from all those groups. And so Mambo Room is the place to dance salsa, the place to just dance.
Pretty good. International folk dancing takes place Sunday night at 8 at Odd Fellows Hall. I believe these are Israeli dances. 1125 Sirius Road, right near Cordova. Not too much to get in. Here's the phone number, 501-5081. I want to make sure we have the time right. The pasatiempo says 6:30 to 8, and then it says Israeli dances 8 to 10. So I'm not sure if that means it's from 6:30 to 10 or just one of those is wrong. But again, call the number if you're curious. Sunday night, 501-5081. That's the same night, by the way, that Limelight Karaoke happens at Corazon, 8 o'clock, no cover, Sunday night. And Savor, a Cuban group you and me like, is at La Fiesta Lounge Sunday night.
You and I like.
That's what I just said, the two of us. Thank you, ma'am. And Kathy Faber's Swingin' Country Bands at the Santa Fe Brewing Company on Sunday night. You do have to pay a cover charge for that one, 7 o'clock. And the good old Tin Star, where I love to have a cold beer, has a saucy Sunday DJ party. Ooh, 8 o'clock, no cover. I wonder what's happened to the cowgirl, because I got to go meet somebody there Sunday night. Okay, what else? Did you talk about So Late, So Soon at New and Collected Poems at Collected Works?
No, you should. We're having Carol Mulda on the show Let's see. That's Tuesday, right?
Yeah. That's when the event is, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's Tuesday morning.
That's her new book, new collection, 6 o'clock.
She's a
night.
Really good poet. She's amazing.
Yeah, 202 Galisteo Street. Swing by 6 o'clock Tuesday night, and you're having her on Tuesday morning?
Correct.
Excellent. You got something?
Yes, but I can't find it, so keep going.
Okay, if you like 80s night, for those of us that grew up in the 80s and were young and doing punk rock dancing in Europe and then came back to America and wondered what the hell happened, Quarto Zone has 80s night, 9 o'clock Wednesday night, very small cover charge. If you wear 80s attire, it's even less. I mean, less cover charge, not less attire. It's not like we were nudists in the 80s. You weren't around then, were you?
Yes, I was.
But you were just a baby.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead, did you find your thing?
Yes. To aid the people who are still suffering the results of the earthquake in Haiti, a local acupuncturist is donating her services as part of Acupuncturists Without Borders. It's sort of like Doctors Without Borders. And she is going to Haiti on June 7th and is having a couple of fundraisers in order to defray her costs of going to Haiti. So the first one is tonight from 6 to 8, and then also May 29th, which I guess is Saturday of next week. And there will be performers, Monica Cosson, soprano and pianist, Kelvin McNeil, a varied program, including blues and jazz. It's at the Center for Spiritual Living on Camino de los Marques. And you can go to holisticmedicinenow.com for more information, and you can call 577-7855.
Thursday night, Santa Fe Art Institute monthly open studio, meet and greet with writers and artists in residence, 5:30. It's been about 3 years since I've been to one of them. I really have to go. But Thursday night, I have to go to a school board meeting. Santa Fe Art Institute is still on the campus of the College of Santa Fe, which is at 1600 St. Michael's Drive. It's free, 5:30 Thursday night. Here's a phone number. 424-5050.
Those are fun.
What's the last one you've done?
I haven't been for a while, actually. Yeah. But I sometimes have had the residents on if I have time to go see their work and bring them in. And it's really a gas because it's an opportunity to see what people are doing in other parts of the country or even in other parts of the world who come to Santa Fe for a while. And it's often a really whole different feeling and sensibility of the art they're doing.
Did you have Hampton Sides on with his new book?
I'm about to next week.
Because he's going to be at the Santa Fe Prep School Library Thursday night talking about it at 5 p.m. That's on Camino de Cruz Blanca. His new book is called Hellhound on His Trail, The Stalking of Martin Luther King Jr. and the International Hunt for His Assassin.
Yeah, Earl Ray, crazy guy.
Are you having Hampton on Thursday
in preparation for this? I think so. Yeah, I think it's Thursday of next week.
Just in case you're wondering, while you can go see that event at 5 o'clock, you can then catch the School of Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Spring Recital. They'll be springing in the air. I usually spend my spring on the mattress, but then the summer, I don't have anywhere to sleep. Student performance, 7 o'clock Thursday night at the Lenzic, 988-1234. Anytime it's at the Lenzic, it's 988-1234.
That's true. And a lot of other events, also, you can get tickets by calling that number.
But they close at 4 o'clock.
The box office?
Yeah.
Well, then you should call them before 4.
That wasn't my point exactly. My point was that if you have like a central box office, you'd think they'd be open at 5. But you're very right. You should call them before 4 o'clock. The joke apparently is on me.
Juan Mejia has made a fascinating documentary called Uprooted, which is about the displaced Afro-Colombian people from the Pacific coast of Colombia who have lost their land because of all the civil unrest in that country. The screening is tonight at 7 o'clock, and that's at the CCA here in Santa Fe. And Juan Mejia, who is a terrific filmmaker and seems like a terrific person, we had him on the air the other day, is going to be there for question and answers afterwards.
Nathaniel Philbrick has written a new book on The Last Stand, and we're speaking about Custer, Sitting Bull, and the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
Yes.
There is a pretty good review, meaning it's very well written by Thomas Jan in today's Pasatiempo.
And he's going to be on my show on Monday.
Tomas or Nathaniel?
Nathaniel.
Because he's having a reading Monday at the School for Advanced Research, 6 o'clock. He'll talk about it. You do have to pay to get in, but that includes a signed copy of the book and benefits. The School for Advanced Research, 986-0151. Take a look at Tomas's Sorry, I mispronounced his name. Review on page 12. Now, what were you and Bill talking about? Because I came in and missed the last few minutes. What's the event tomorrow?
Oh, it's a dog car show at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and you can pay a pretty decent amount. I mean, you know, affordable amount of money for a raffle ticket for a 1965 red Mustang convertible.
And you put your dogs in it when you win it?
You can do anything you want with it when you win it. And they're only selling 1,500 tickets, so you will have however many tickets you buy, that number divided into 1,500.
I could buy 100 tickets?
You could.
How much are the tickets? Are we allowed to stay on the air?
I don't know. They're in the maybe 30 or 35, something like that. I think $30.
I'm not buying 100.
But it's definitely worth it to put your name in the running. But basically, in order to get into the doggy car show, you have to go in a car that has dog food in it. And last year, that's your entrance fee to get into the car show. And last year, they got a ton, literally a ton, 2,000 pounds
of
dog
food.
Oh,
so you have to donate the dog food. That's the point.
Yep.
Okay, that's great. I try to bring dog food by there sometimes and blankets and stuff.
Yeah.
Good, okay. And it benefits the animal shelter, which we both love.
And let's see. What else is happening? The opera is having... Oh, dear. The Young Voices Recital. Performers are members of the opera's Young Voices program for high school students. That's this coming Sunday, the 23rd of May, at the United Church of Santa Fe at 4 in the afternoon. For more information, you can go to santafeopera.org or call 986-5955. And these young singers are apparently fantastic and should be quite impressive.
I'm going to run through a bunch of art openings tonight as quickly as I can. Fine Art for Children and Teens is having some work by Santa Fe Prep students, 4 o'clock, on their Pink Barn studio, Pacheco Street. Jenny Cooley's having a show of McCreary Jordan's work, Timeless, reception 5 o'clock. Meow Wolf's having a new show, 5
Yay.
To 9 o'clock over on 2nd Street. Take a look-see. And there's even a Randall Davey Audubon Center and Sanctuary International Wildlife Art Show, reception 5 to 7, up at 1800 Upper Canyon Road. So lots of choices there.
Excellent.
And that's all tonight, so head on up there. You want to hear some music tonight? I mean, you're not going to Bruce Springsteen with me? In that case, Cowgirl Barbecue, Heather's 40th birthday.
Is the Bruce sold out?
I don't think it is. I think they'll probably have like half a house, I bet, because, I mean, it's not live, but it's the closest thing you're going to get. So I'm guessing diehard Springsteen fans like me will be there. Cowgirl has Heather's 40th birthday extravaganza, 9 o'clock. El Cañon has Jerry Carthy tonight at 6. El Farol has 1001 Nights Belly Dancers Dinner Show, 7 o'clock. The Aura House has Jim Elman playing Americana this afternoon, 2:30. Tiny says The Jakes, Classic Rock, 8:30 tonight, no cover. That's Friday night music, and I'm going to run through a couple Saturday night ones real quick. El Farol Saturday has that's Sunday. I wonder what happened to Saturday. I'm missing my Paso Tiempo.
Well, here's something that's happening on Saturday from 10 in the morning until noon, that there is a... part of the Elder Grace Community Education Series. They're having a little class called Composting at Home. Mm. It's at the Elder Grace Common House at 3466 Cerrillos Road.
Huh. Nacha is playing Sunday night. I should finish that, even though it wasn't a Sunday night event, because I really like her music. At It's fine. I just lost it. Oh, El Farol, 7 o'clock Sunday. On Saturday, real quick, music-wise, you have... A Boogie Affair at Corazon, 9 o'clock. You have Matthew Andre at the Inn and Spa Loretto, 8 o'clock, no cover. Night Train at La Fonda, 8 o'clock, no cover. This is Saturday night. Want to go down to the Mineshaft Tavern? The Family Coles doing Bluegrass, 3 to 7. Silver Mouse will be following them with Ambient Electronica at 7 o'clock. And you can always catch David Geist over at Pranzo. He's going to be there 6 o'clock Saturday night.
The Geist Cabaret.
And Tiny's has Showcase Karaoke with Nancy and Cindy, both spelled with an I at 8:30. I at the end of the name.
And back to art for a second. The Lena Street Lots Open House is happening at 1600 Lena Street from 1 to 4. And all sorts of, an artist sort of studio group there, and participating artists and businesses include Green River Pottery, Studio and Gallery, Rush Creek Editions, Glass Garden Studio, Little House of Yoga, and many, many more.
Pretty good.
Yep.
We got through a lot of listings today.
We did.
I wonder if there'll be more for Memorial Day.
Oh, I can't imagine that there wouldn't.
Do you have to work on Memorial Day?
I'm actually taking a couple of days off. Okay. So this year I won't be working on Memorial Day.
Oh,
we,
nice.
Radio never shuts down.
Oh, that's right.
So radio is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing, and we like it that way.
Good. That's KSFR is always on the air.
KSFR is always on the air. Now, during the night, late at night, we have the BBC, so we don't actually have a DJ program through the night so people can sleep. But if you're insomniac or if you like to stay up late, you can listen to the BBC, which is fantastic.
Yeah, but keep in mind, they speak in British.
They do. They speak Brit. Like you.
Good seeing you.
Nice seeing you. Robert Knott is the education writer for the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he is also with the Pasatiempo, although not quite as much as he used to be, but the Pasatiempo is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. Hey, if you want to vote in the reporter's best of poll, today is the deadline.
Oh, are they going to
so
say
go to SF Reporter,
best of arts magazines?
Well, they might, but you can go to sfreporter.com and check it out, and you can vote for best radio show, for example.
Oh, that was your point.
You can vote for best pizza, best red chili, best green chili, best margarita, best auto repair, best bicycle repair, musicians, artists. They should just have a category, best Robert Knott.
That's
A,
sweet
Robert
of you.
Knott. B, Robert
oh,
Knott.
Oh, you are so nice.
C, that'd Robert Knott.
Now you're embarrassing me.
D, Bobby Knott.
I'm blushing.
You are blushing. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, who are fabulous. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today and for the amazing job that she does every day, and all the other staff members at KSFR. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez and Helga Ancona, also in the noon, in the middle hour from 10 to 11. So, hasta la vista. Have a great weekend, Robert.
Y adios.
Ciao.